This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Chris Switz with you. C.S. Lewis wrote a popular book called The Problem of Pain. He was one of the most notable 20th century scholars and theologian. Well, C.S. Lewis knew something personal about anguish and pain. He lost his mother when he was a young boy. He was raised by a number of boarding schools throughout Europe. But later in life, as he got older, he fell in love with a lady called Joy. They were married, and she died not long after, leaving him devastated and alone. And one of his memorable quotes was this one: "We regard as an airman regards his parachute. It's there for emergencies, but he hopes he'll never have to use it." Does that mean that most people are content enough in life not to bother with God? Like, referring to God as a parachute, don't give me that God stuff, they say. I don't want to bother with nonsense like that. I want to say that God is not a parachute. We don't have a ripcord to pull, and out pops this God from a neatly packed backpack just to help you in a crisis. So why should we trust God anyway? Maybe you could say to me, I prefer to look after myself and my own business. I think the big challenge that C.S. Lewis puts forward is about our definition of belief. Most people believe in the theory or theology of God, and surveys have shown that most are agnostic. They don't know. At the same time, they work very hard to make sure they never actually have to trust God. But Jesus says that God will provide for everything that we need, and yet we make sure that we always have everything we need, so we don't have to worry him. Surveys have shown that many people still pray to God, even among the so-called non-religious. Personal crisis or tragedy is the most common reason for praying. And one in four of people say they pray because they want to get some comfort or they're less lonely. A survey was taken in the UK, and Henry, who is 64, says every night he prays, he kneels by his bed, although he says he's not religious. "I worry about it quite a lot. Is it some kind of insurance policy, or is it superstition, or what?" And when he was asked, does he believe in God, Henry said, "I don't know, but I would describe myself at the skeptical end of agnosticism. I certainly wouldn't classify myself as religious." He starts reciting the Lord's Prayer as he kneels down next to his bed. He asks for his loved ones to be kept safe. And he says, "I include other people or those who are suffering." And then he says, "I have a fuzzy moment about me. I've got nothing concrete in my head. I just don't ask for specific things." And he said he had no idea if God heard his prayers, and the act of praying did not make him feel better. "I wonder," he said, "why I don't stop doing it. Sometimes it's like a kind of hypocrisy." The Bishop of Gloucester, Rachel Truick, said, "We should not be surprised by these recent findings, which reflect human longing for the mystery and love of God." So it seems many people are driven to pray at some point in their lives, even if they're not religious, praying spontaneously. But God hears our prayers. Jesus spends a lot of time in the Gospels telling us to relate to God as a father and to see ourselves as his children. We can trust him to provide us with what we need. God wants us to be dependent on him, not just for our physical needs, but for our emotional and spiritual needs. At some point, we need to take the risk and start to trust that God will be faithful. Ernest Hemingway said the best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them. And C.S. Lewis says, "God, who has made us, knows what we are, and that our happiness lies in him. A truly satisfied life is only found in God," he said. "He's not a parachute to be used in an emergency. If all we want doesn't include God, it'll never be enough. It's like having that emergency parachute, but not the ability to truly catch your breath and find peace." So here's a question for you. Do you want to live life with purpose and determination? Allow Jesus Christ into your life. He'll do something quite dramatic. We treat God sometimes like the security guard by keeping him right outside, just in case something goes far too wrong. But while he's waiting outside, he's there. We may need him. Until then, he's waiting to hear us. When we get in over our heads, we keep close to him. We might be afraid to go too far, but when nothing happens, we push him away. Let's remember that every struggle that we overcome brings us much closer to God if we can just tame our pride and make God not only our emergency contact, but our best friend and our counsellor. Heavenly Father, today I thank you that you are more than just some emergency cover. You're not a parachute. You're there for me to talk to any day, any time. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.